or TFW Mobile.
TFW. How are you doing?
Well, this morning, it sounds like you're running late, though.
I'm sitting in my driveway with a cup of coffee, talking to you.
Oh, roger on that. Well, good deal. You're early. That's awesome.
Frustrated yesterday morning. Station from Australia came in on 40 meters, excuse me, and that signal lasted for over 2 hours. He was between a 7 and a 9 the whole time, and I spent 2 solid hours trying to get through that pileup to get to him, and I never made it.
I never noticed. I tried. I got a couple of people in that, but, man, I really struggled this weekend.
Was kicking my rump yesterday. I couldn't get through to him. It was a WI-3RA, a special event. I think he said the station had been there for 100 years, and the antenna that he was using had been up for 70 years.
Heard that and had a chance to get in on it. The pileups I did get in on, I did all right, except for I was trying on 20 meters to get over to Europe, but that wasn't happening. I could hear them, but I couldn't get over there.
Other guys working, let's see, one was working 20 and the other one was working 80, and I never could hear either one of them.
QRZ, though, or the DX Heat, it wasn't showing very good propagation at all over there towards Europe and going over that way. And that, not like it was the day we were getting all those countries, for sure.
Signed up for that, and I was looking at it, and the propagation was just terrible.
Tough today.
Gotta go into work. If anything happens, she'll be working from home. She's one of those office people, don't you know?
Yeah, and that mama said it was slow last night at the restaurant.
It's the schools statewide for the next 2 weeks.
Friday when I got off, I said, well, I'm going to swing by Ingles and, you know, pick me up something from the deli, and it's like, man, I must have missed the memo or something, because there wasn't a parking spot to be had anywhere.
People are panicking, and they're panicking for no reason. Thanks to the news media, that's the ones that's causing all this mess.
We did go yesterday. It's like, man, you couldn't find a potato or an apple or hardly any fresh vegetables and that. And it was something. And the one guy that was bagging, he said, yeah, it was about the same way in the back of the store.
We'll figure they'll buy up for 2 weeks. That way, if they get quarantined, they'll have what they need.
They heard last night they shut down the roads going out, like, into the beaches. And if you didn't have the right ID, you didn't get to go in.
Surprised, Anderson County, I don't know about the rest of them, but Anderson County, they closed down all the parks in the county.
Facebook said some of those park chasers were saying a lot of the parks in Pennsylvania were closed. KN4TFW.
Friday. I'm not surprised at all. They don't want nobody really being around anybody, but I guarantee you, if it had not been for an election year, we would not have heard half of what we've heard so far about this virus.
About that, for sure.
Critics are swinging around his way now, and I know that's got to be ticking off the Democrats.
We just had a demo of socialism, for sure, this past weekend.
Definitely hit the nail on the head on that one.
Radio T-Mobile.
Morning.
Good morning, Tim.
How you guys doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. Not as good as that, though.
We'd be hard-pressed to be up his rank right about now. How's everything going, Ed? You about done?
Done and done and sitting in the driveway with a great old big cup of coffee and talking on the radio.
Better than that.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And I get lucky.
Talk to him tomorrow, he'd be way late. And I only heard one person from Idaho on the radio, and that I couldn't hardly make it. I managed to make contact with him and knock that state off my list, but man, it was tough.
Yeah, and Idaho was busy digging taters trying to catch up with the supply and demand.
Mama went to the QT yesterday, and we're going to run to the bank, get some cash, and that. Somebody said, oh, all the ATMs were shut down and you couldn't get no money. And sure enough, the first couple we went to were, but it was because the squirrel had taken out the power.
Squirrel got fried.
It.
Had anything exciting over the weekend happen?
Nothing negative right now. Just going through, polishing off some of the stuff I got at the house, and just waiting for him to tell us that we got to stay home.
Reimbursing for sick leave pay for this. So make sure they understand that if they send y'all home, they get reimbursed from the federal government.
We're trying to get that going. Did that actually pass?
I heard it passed, and the Treasury has dropped the interest rate for businesses, small businesses and stuff, to almost zero if they need money.
That Ken, come on back in there. I think he doubled with him when he started.
Long now, I can't remember.
About the Fed dropping the interest rate, but I missed the part where they were going to reimburse on that. I saw, excuse me, I saw where they were trying to get that going and stuff, which is, that'd be a good thing. But I guess we'll see if I can find something out today on that.
Now, you said something about being off. I said, them big trucks got to roll, don't they?
Not unless they tell us we can't go to work, though. But we'll see. You know, I haven't looked deep enough into what's going on in Seattle and New York, if they're allowed to go to work, but I don't think some of them are.
Yeah, I know they closed down all the bars, all the restaurants, and Mama said she heard last night that they closed down the roads going into, like, the beaches, and if you didn't have the ID that said you lived there, you couldn't go.
I hadn't seen that part of it yet, but, we were supposed to go at the end of next month, but looks like that's probably a no-go.
To keep all the college kids away from the beaches for spring break.
Salt and fresh air is about the best thing you can do.
Thousand people on the beach.
Get a little circle in the sand, tell them they can't cross that line.
I'm going to go in and refill up my coffee cup, but I just wanted to come in and speak to y'all this morning. Tell Mike I said the 7-3 this morning. But y'all have a good one, and hopefully catch you in the morning until 7-3 KM4NAP. I'm going to be clear on your final.
All right, Ed, 7-3, have a good day. We'll hopefully catch you here in the morning, KN4TFW.
KK4POT.
Short notice to tell all the parents that there was no school today, right?
No, like, man, hey, surprise, guys. Yeah, that's, I know there's a lot of parents out there probably struggling this morning trying to figure out what they're going to do with their kids, you know, if they got to go to work and whatnot, but... I can see that going to be a problem for some people.
You go know, till midweek, give everybody a few days to figure it out.
Several restaurants that were going to do free meals for kids during this time, and I thought, man, that's a good way to support your community right there.
A dozen schools in Greenville County that were still going to be serving breakfast and lunch for the kids.
The governor mentioned too that they were going to outfit some buses to run the routes, and instead of picking kids up, they're dropping food off. That's good that they're doing all that, but still got to find somebody to actually be with the kids.
Restaurant was about dead last night.
And that's going to be the case here for quite some time.
They on a big old wait by 9 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday morning, but they didn't even go on a wait until almost noon.
The next C-Mobile.
Morning. You sound tired.
Sleep well last night. I did see where CDC has come out and said no gatherings. They don't want anybody to gather more than 50 people. I think we'll start to see restaurants and stuff shut down here.
I hit you on that this morning. I saw that this morning, too. I saw where Chick-fil-A's already closed their dining rooms. They're only doing drive-thrus.
If you have a drive-thru, you can stay open. If you don't, you'll have to close down. Mama fully expects the restaurant to probably close down this week.
Numbers overnight.
Like about a 500 increase.
Italy's numbers, when they first got their first several cases, and when they got into that doubling numbers pretty quick. But we're just about there. Of course, I really think as these test kits and as they start doing tests, you're going to find out that stuff is everywhere.
Yeah. Hey, let me hop out. I'm rolling up. 7-3's Ken. Hope you have a good day today. Stay safe out there. Mike, I'll see you when you get in. KK4POT.
7-3, Tim. Have a good one. Stay safe. Hopefully catch you on the radio in the morning. KN4TFW.
KK4NXC. Running that late or early or what?
No, man. When he jumped on the radio this morning, he was sitting in the driveway with a big old cup of coffee just talking to us, making us jealous. But he did say 73.
MOFT.
On that one, I'm not sure I know what you meant.
Quote out of the movie, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? But that's okay. You run him off.
That coffee cup ran out and he was going back in. He just wasn't coming back out. Because when I first called out, when I got in the truck, he wasn't on the air.
Surprised he isn't talking to us from his desk.
He had 2 meter in the house.
One of them Slim Jims and let him throw it in a tree or something.
Apple will be out today because he couldn't find babysitters.
That was going to be an issue. That's the problem with that whole deal. That creates another dynamic.
She heard they closed down the roads going into the beach with license checks. If you didn't live down there, you couldn't go.
Wow. That's, and which beach is that?
Myrtle Beach.
That's going to hit them financially pretty hard because, you know, they've got all those attractions. That place stays kind of crowded.
Spring break, too, right, for all the college kids? Memo on Friday, I was going to swing by Ingles and get me something to eat at the, that's a little deli there, and it's like, man, you couldn't find a parking spot anywhere in the parking lot. I just drove right straight through.
My wife went to a
says that my wife or somebody went to Trader Joe's and the shelves were bare. I mean, they completely devastated Trader Joe's.
That bad at Ingles, but man, you couldn't find not one single potato or any kind of fresh vegetable other than ones that you had to refrigerate and that. And there was shelves of all kinds of stuff that was empty, and there was people that, you know, they weren't happy with one dozen eggs. They had to buy eight dozen.
Some of that might be that they're buying for, you know, their kids' families or something like that. If one person goes, they get for several people.
Yeah, that's what we kind of did, too, because we got to thinking, it's like, man, my father-in-law, they don't cook at the house. They always go out to eat. And it's like, man, if the restaurant's closed, he's gonna be dead in the water. It'll be me and Susan and her brother, you know, taking over some food for them to eat.
That's people that aren't used to cooking or haven't got enough to cook, it's going to be a problem.
I expect everybody not to listen to that, not getting in crowds of 50 or more, and then they'll just make the government shut all the restaurants down and the bars down, especially with St. Patty's Day coming. Everybody will want to be getting drinking and partying, and that's going to go downhill quick.
Yeah, they've already done that in Ohio. And I expect it to be here.
Yeah, there was a couple of other states they were showing on the news last night that they closed all the bars and all the restaurants. I think one of them might have been New York.
Yeah, up there. There and Seattle and then California's got a couple of really big hot spots.
Yeah, well, I have arrived here at the workplace, so I'm going to say 73. You guys stay safe, and I hope you have a good day, and hopefully catch you on the radio in the morning, KN4TFW.
Hey, Ken, before you leave, if you hear Robert out there, I want to get with him. If you'd get some information from him, he was going to come. He was going to make me an antenna, and so I wanted to get with him. All right, have 73s, have a good day. That's KK4NXE. Stay safe, my friend. Talk at you later.
All right, if I hear from him or figure out what his call is, I'll get with you, because he says he monitors 2 meters in the afternoon, so we'll just have to try him.
I just don't know his call sign.
And it has a 4, I believe, and it's an IYI, but I don't remember what the other letter is. KN4TFW, clear.